How often does law enforcement and first responders encounter situations where the AWARE program is needed?
That's a fantastic question, because the reality is we're unsure. We're unsure of what that call volume looks like. You know, there's a lot of calls for service that officers are responding to that they simply have no understanding or awareness that the individual they're speaking with does have a cognitive disability or an impairment. And I think that's the platform that the AWARE program seeks to establish, is letting us know that we're encountering individuals that are in need of a little different approach or a little bit of an extra effort by first responders.
Can you provide some examples where the AWARE program would be utilized?
Caregivers, loved ones, clients, consumers, anybody that tends to find themselves in a struggle in communication, may struggle with comprehension, and ultimately our concern is someone that may struggle with compliance when speaking to law enforcement or an EMS or fire service member during an emergency. And the goal is to help officers identify when they make a vehicle stop or fire an EMS when they respond to a vehicle accident. As they're approaching that scene, these emblems can empower first responders to have a visual recognition that this emblem that's present on this car is a possible indication that someone in that vehicle or someone at that home may struggle with things like communication, comprehension, or compliance.
Someone that has epilepsy having a seizure, or someone that has mental health challenges.
Correct.
So would those fall under the category of the AWARE program to be effective?
Absolutely. You know, one of the examples that we've included on the medical referral form is hypoglycemia. And if anybody has struggles with diabetes or understanding what hypoglycemia can be, it's a very common misinterpretation of what law enforcement see, in the sense that someone that's experiencing a moment where hypoglycemia is a part of their medical impairment, that behavior has been characterized to be drunk-like. The person can start to have slurred speech. The person can have poor manual dexterity. But one of the questions we want to start asking people during those situations are you diabetic? You know, have you taken your insulin? When you have someone that has epilepsy and they have a tendency to have a drop in their ability to communicate effectively, they may have seizures, even if it's as simple as an officer makes a vehicle stop, as there may be someone in that vehicle that has autism. Someone in that vehicle may have dementia. And so it just kind of helps open up the door of conversation.
Has there been any discussion to collaborate with IMPD for this?
So right now, the Central Indiana Police Foundation has been very gracious, and they have funded the initial launch. And their board of directors have asked that we maintain the program in Hendricks County as a pilot program. We have received several phone calls from residents in Indianapolis, as well as some leadership with the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. And so we're going to try to communicate those requests to expand the program through the Central Indiana Police Foundation. And our ambition is to certainly expand this program to any agency and community that feels like it could help them in any way that's possible.
Thank you for sharing this information today.
Appreciate the opportunity to. Thank you for your time.